Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Innovation Room podcast. My name is Tori Homan, and I am here with my co-host, Jonathan Yasko. Today, we are talking all about employee training.
Yeah, and knowing how to handle young professionals in the workplace is always a hot topic. So this is actually a two-part episode, and today we're just going to dive into the value of employee training.
All right, y'all, really excited to welcome our expert guest, North American Science's own design manager. This is Brittany Nelson. We're really excited to have her on the show today. Brittany's been in the design space for almost 15 years as a graphic designer. She's done some freelance work, and now, of course, she's a designer here for us at North American Science. Brittany is amazing. She's known for being a team player. She's extremely creative and really, really dedicated both to her work and to her team. And we wanted to have Brittany with us today because she's just really been doing some amazing work and innovating the way that she trains her team for success. Every time I get to hear Brittany talk about what she's doing in various meetings and things, she's always got new and creative ideas. And training to be a designer in the design industry is really like blending engineering and design, or engineering and artwork. And so it's a pretty steep learning curve, but she's done an awesome job of coming up with just some really creative approaches to helping her team just train efficiently and really, really thoroughly. So Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tori. Thanks for having me on.
Today, in part one, we're following the value of employee training and the expectations employees have had for the workplace has definitely shifted over the last few decades. And in order to meet market demands, employers such as us, we have to work to retain employees. We hear all the time in interviews and check-ins that employees now just really value training and ongoing education. So Brittany, you've done a great job supporting your employees in this way. What do you think is important to support ongoing education?
Well, I think it's important to support the ongoing employee education just because the industry is always evolving. It's vital for the company to stay current with modern advances in the technology and the industry changes. So it's important for our employees to stay educated in their field.
And Brittany, something I see in you that I value both from a leadership standpoint and, you know, just as like a co-worker of yours, is that you really care about your employees as people as much as you care about them as employees. And I think that that's an important kind of part of this too. Why do we want to educate our employees? Well, we want them to do a great job for our company, but we also just care about them as humans and we care about their careers. We want them to be successful and to be able to care for their families and things like that. And that's a value that I see that you really embody well of just caring about your people. It's really cool. Very special.
Thank you.
So because of the value of employee training, both to the employee and to the company, fostering a culture of continuous learning improvement is vitally important. That's why the theme of the whole podcast. That's why we came up with it, right? So Brittany, you managed to create a great culture of continuous learning. How can you do that? And how can you like suggest any tips for other people to do the same thing?
I think that with the industry standards just always evolving, it kind of creates that need for the continuous learning.
Right.
And making that need known, like during our onboarding process with new employees, kind of lets new hires know upfront what the industry expectations are. And then it allows for us as managers to like lead that by example. And for me, it kind of changes that like intimidating factor of change into a positive for the company, and it helps employees to be a little more comfortable with the idea that, yes, it's an ongoing process. It's constantly evolving and changing, and that change is good.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So like you mentioned, like in the onboarding process, do you even take it a step further? Do you mention continuous improvement and education like when you're interviewing? Like, is that something you're looking for when you're interviewing a candidate, that they're open to that?
Oh, absolutely. And I've actually found that more often than not, at least with our new hires that we have now, they look forward to the opportunity to grow, and they value that growth, and they look at that growth as the continuous learning being part of that growth.
I think it's a thing that you hear in interviews all the time. Well, what are you looking for, right, when we're asking these questions? What are you looking for in a job or in a company? Well, I really want a place where I can grow and I can, right? I just hired someone who is interested in learning more about leadership. And while on the marketing team, you know, that's not, leadership is not necessarily an operational part of our job. That's a thing that as a company and personally, I really support, right? And we want to pour into our employees because it makes them better and that makes the company better.
Yeah. So you mentioned in the onboarding, so like what things do you talk about with your employees just to get like a idea through the onboarding process to get them prepped up for what's coming ahead in their future years as a designer?
Yeah, well, part of the onboarding process that we have is we do like walk them through the shop and give them a shop tour so they can see up front the final outcome of the designs that we do in our department. And at first, they have really no clue as to what it is that they're looking at. It's just kind of cool to go through the shop and see things in person. But then we discuss, like, as we're going through each section of training, you know, like, we're going to focus on this stuff the first 3 weeks. And then after the first 3 weeks, we are going to focus on this set of information and kind of give them that table and that timeline as to what the expectations are, but also giving them like a little foreshadowing as to what's coming next. I think that it helps them to look forward to, you know, the things that they're going to learn through their training and like each section being something different and something new. And we've gotten to a point where we get so far within that training that they've even asked, hey, can we go back to the shop? Can we go see the things that we're drawing and that we're designing? Because now that we understand a little bit more with the training that we've had, we want to get back in and get hands-on and see this stuff again because we have a better understanding.
I know you have a couple of people on your team who have been with the company for a long time. What do you do with those folks who are killer at their job because they've been doing it for forever, but obviously, continuous learning is a value of North American Science as a whole. So what are you doing for those folks as far as continuing their education or helping them continue to grow?
I think that as we take on new clients or even just new jobs, you know, jobs nowadays and signage nowadays compared to what it was 10 years ago is totally different. Things are evolving. So it kind of just is there naturally that they're going to be learning new things as we go through the process. But it's really great for them to get hands-on and get that experience through new jobs that come in. So when I see something that might be a totally different sign build or something that's a little more creative and we haven't maybe done something like that before, I try to reach out to different individuals on the team to kind of give everybody their own little taste of what that new design is or that new job is, so that they're not feeling like everything they're doing is kind of the same when they're getting that little bit extra. And getting that little bit extra, you know, always leads to more questions and learning new things and reaching out to other departments or other people within the field. And even sometimes speaking with clients directly, which we've gotten a few people on the team to do, that's different for them and is a new learning experience for them.
Yeah, that's really cool. So making sure that there are opportunities for technical training, but the soft skills required to interact with clients effectively, you know, that's not a thing that your team gets to do as often, but it sounds like kind of integrating that a little bit more into your kind of day-to-day stuff. That's really cool. That's really cool.
So in doing, you know, all the continuous improvement and education, what do you think are some barriers and challenges that companies face when they're trying to implement new training practices, and what's a good way to combat them?
I think the most common thing that I've experienced or heard is that most people fear, or maybe for a better word, are a little bit intimidated by the change, just because it may mean that they have to learn something new. Or if it's not something new, maybe it just means that they have to learn how to do something a little bit differently as things evolve. And that can often strike fear into the hearts of people that have been doing something the same for, you know, X amount of years. And I think it also makes some employees a little reluctant to learn new training practices as well. And so one of the ways I like to kind of combat that, which I kind of already touched on, is that for me, it's really important just to get to know my team. If you know everybody on a personal level, it really helps you to understand how each person learns, because not everybody learns the same. And so I've implemented like a weekly meeting that I have with my team and it's just our team, and we'll have somebody random like ask a question. We kind of do like popcorn question, where each week, you know, whoever asks the question to the group that week picks who is going to ask the question to the group next week. And it can be, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be relative to like questions about our job or in the field. It's just as random as, you know, what's your favorite thing to keep on your desk while you're working each day? Or how many pets do you have? You know, just so we all get to know each other on a personal level.
So what is your favorite thing to keep on your desk every day? Besides a picture of Mikkel. Besides that. It can't be that.
I definitely have a picture of Mikkel and my pets, but my favorite thing is my water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's way healthier, because I was going to say coffee. I have to have coffee on my desk at all times.
Interesting.
That's cool. I love that.
I drink probably too much water, but that's my favorite thing to have with me.
No, that sounds really healthy, honestly. Very, very healthy. Right. That's great.
Yeah, well, and most people don't drink enough water, so you probably are like at the right amount.
honestly.
You just feel like it's too much.
I'll be the first person to dehydrate if I don't have my water.
Right.
Yeah, no, I like what you say, though, Brittany, about change. And it is really challenging for people in the workplace, in your personal life. But we talk about this all the time on the Innovation Room podcast of the importance of connecting with people and knowing them and having that personal relationship. One thing we've also talked about quite a bit on the podcast is the DISC assessment and the DISC profiles. And I know, Brittany, you probably use those on your team. And just a like little preview for folks, DISC profile is really geared toward the workplace, but it just gives kind of a personality profile, and it gives an idea of what motivates people, what do people fear, how do they want to be communicated with. And we've found it really valuable here at North American Science. So Brittany, have you used that on your team? And if so, how has that kind of played into the way that you support your people?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a huge benefit to be able to have that. And just as like even a brief overview, just knowing how somebody, you know, responds or reacts to certain situations is good information to have, especially in a management role, because it helps me to approach conversations or even training with them one-on-one in a way that will be effective and most effective for that individual.
Absolutely. And we will drop a link to the DISC assessment in the show notes for today so that y'all can have access to that. And hopefully you'll find that DISC can be a resource on your teams as well. All right. So Jonathan, just jumping into some key takeaways from this episode, what are your thoughts on Brittany's insights about the value of employee training?
Well, I mean, I think they're spot on. Like, you know, the value really is derived from both ends, right? And then, you know, how we develop our employees kind of defines how you are as an organization. The different ways that she values, from interviewing to onboarding to follow through and completion. And then even with employees that have been here for a long time, how the education is evolving. You know, you always have to stay in front of it. You always have to keep it front of mind. It's one of the biggest things that I think it was Richard Branson that said, you know, train your employees well enough that they can leave, but treat them well enough so that they can stay. You know, and that's always struck a chord with me, because it's like, well, train them well enough that, yeah, you could go get another job, but don't you love working here? Type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the other phrase that I've heard you use before, and I'm sure I'm not doing it justice, something though about you training employees so that they, do you know the quote I'm talking about? Yes, thank you for reading my mind.
Right. So it's in with employee retention, right? And it's it's kind of like a conversation where, you know, well, what if we train our employees and they leave? And it's like, well, what if we don't train them and they stay?
So, if you train
them up and they decide to leave, well, darn. If you don't train them and then they stay, well, now you have an untrained employee. It just doesn't, it's not good.
It's not good at all. And it is a real struggle for employers. And, you know, I've stepped into a management role here in the last year, and I've seen the challenge of this firsthand. Right. It is really hard. And I would always, you know, I would sit in these sessions about, well, what are we going to do about these millennials? And I'm always like, well, y'all, like, maybe we're not framing the issue correctly, or, you know, but I have more appreciation and I think compassion for kind of both sides of the issue, where it is really hard to justify sometimes investing in an employee who who you know is, well, they're, you know, they're in their late 20s. They're probably going to bounce in a year or 6 months anyway. And so why am I going to spend $1,000 to train this employee to be great at their job, and some other company or some other competitor is going to get the benefit of the training that I provide, right? So it's a difficult thing to kind of work through. But as a company, right, you kind of have to just pro and con. Well, do we want to have really well-trained employees? And then how do we create an employee experience that is so delightful that our employees want to stay? Right. And how are we providing them with the benefits that are compelling enough to draw them in? How are we creating a culture that really cultivates personal relationships? And yeah, exactly. How are you going to do all those things? And we've, you know, had other episodes where we kind of address some of those topics a little more directly. But there are tons of resources out there, books, podcasts, influencers, professional influencers who talk about all these different things. But it really is all about kind of finding that balance of investing in your employees and creating that delightful employee experience.
Cool. The big part of it is the company values as well, right? Some companies don't value that. You know, they're like, hey, we just want you to come in, do your job and go. And then they have a high turnover rate. They don't mind. Obviously, we have a different aspect on that.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, there are, especially that approach can work really well, especially in huge companies where you've got the manpower to deal with turnover like that. But I think, you know, we hear from our own employees all the time about how they value the size of the company because it leads to more opportunities for training. It leads to, you know, like I have a personal relationship with our CEO, and that's not something that a lot of people can say in their corporate jobs. So I think you're right. It works for some companies, but a lot of employees really value being able to have relationships with their coworkers at all levels of the organization. Right. They value opportunities for ongoing training. So even if you're somebody who works for a billion-dollar company with 1,000 employees, maybe it's worth looking into how do we improve our onboarding and our just ongoing training for our employees to make it a really, really delightful. And I think that's the right word. It has to be delightful to draw people in, right? It has to be that.
True.
The other thing that Brittany touched on that I think is really valuable is just the understanding of how difficult change is for people and acknowledging that, and just acknowledging to employees even. I know that the way we're approaching this training is different, but I would really appreciate if you would just dig in with me and stick with me through this and let's try something new, right? So how are you setting those expectations around what the change will be? I mean, change management is practically a profession, you know, not practically. It is a profession of people who come in and help organizations as they're going through transition. And so as a leader, how are you being mindful about how you're implementing change in your team, through your training, through strategic planning, outcomes, whatever that is, but being mindful and not just, well, this is the best thing for the organization, so we're just going to do it, right? Well,
exactly.
That might not be the best approach. So just being thoughtful about all of those things.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a great episode. Thank you, Brittany, for joining us. And we hope that this helps you come up with a different strategy for your employee training.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, y'all, for joining us for today's episode. And again, thanks to Brittany for all of her insights. It was really awesome to have her on. You can also sign up for our monthly InnoSign newsletter, and this just provides more educational resources like what you get here on the podcast. Feel free to let us know if there are other questions that y'all have related to employee training or the value of employee training. Let us know in the comments below, or just thoughts that you have or ways that you are innovating employee training in your own workplace. And until next time, keep innovating.